Wabasca. The largest Treaty 8 Indigenous band in northern Alberta is renewing its call for help from all three levels of government after crime and drug abuse have exhausted its resources. Big Stone Cree Nation's Chief Andy Aluk was joined by the band's council for a January 24 press conference, where he called for help from all three governments, and expanded upon the band's decision to declare a state of local emergency, Seoul, January 8. The conference, held at the River Cree Resort in the Greater Edmonton area, brought in reporters from across the province. Mental health and addictions are the leading concern that has exacerbated the crisis that we face today, said Aluk during the press conference. Our nation has dealt with so much loss of life from suicide and addiction issues. The loss of life affects each and every nation member, nation departments, and our current leadership. In his statement, Aluk called upon various provincial departments and ministers, including Adriana LaGrange, Alberta's Minister of Health, Rick Wilson, Alberta's Minister of Indigenous Relations, and Dan Williams, Alberta's Minister of Mental Health and Addiction to help keep Albertans safe by addressing a variety of social issues, including houselessness, crime, and addiction. Big Stone Cree Nation has an obligation to provide safety for members and citizens working in its communities, but Canada has the fiduciary constitutional duty to ensure that our treaty is upheld, said Aluk. Wabasca and Calling Lake are being threatened with the rise in serious and violent crimes, arsons, assaults, break-and-enters, gangs, and increased illegal drug use. RCMP agreements. To help address these issues, the nation has signed a Community Tripartite Agreement, CTA, with Wabasca RCMP, which provides dedicated officers who spend most of their time on Big Stone Reserves No. 166A, B, C, and D, including Sandy Lake and Chipewyan Lake. According to Aluk, it can take RCMP officers between 2 to 4 hours to respond to calls at Chipewyan Lake, which is located 110 kilometers north of Wabasca, and 128 kilometers west of Fort McMurray. Aluk, alongside the rest of Big Stone Cree Nation's council, are working to get a similar agreement in place with the Athabasca RCMP detachment, although Aluk said it's not their only option. We've also looked at other policing models, including First Nations policing, said Aluk in response to a question from a reporter. We're also working towards the best justice system that is going to serve the needs of our communities. The MD of Opportunity No. 17, which includes all five Big Stone Reserves, declared a Seoul in the hamlet of Calling Lake, which sits adjacent to the Jean-Baptiste Gambler Reserve No. 183, Calling Lake. Since that October 11 declaration, the Athabasca RCMP detachment has been working with community groups in the area to help address their concerns. We've refocused our efforts on offender management, which has been instrumental in reducing crime in the area, said Staff Sergeant Mark Hall, who leads the Athabasca detachment. Most of the crime is being done by a small percentage of the population up there, so we spent our time dealing with that small portion. We've also been working with a working group that's been discussing major projects in the community. Big Stone's negotiations with the RCMP around the possibility of increased staffing are ongoing. Hall said the discussions take place above his pay grade. One thing the two men agree on is that an increase in staffing and recruitment is will be part of the way forward. We're trying to come up with real solutions that are going to provide justice and community safety, not only for the municipality but also for the Big Stone Cree Nation lands, said Aluk. We also need to address the issues of recruitment. We don't always have enough RCMP members as a part of our CTA, but these are discussions we would need to have before finalizing that agreement.